Not good. Howdy. What about Jesus? Ah, yeah, Jesus. 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 That's right. Jesus, holy fire. Well then, let me tell you what I rebuke. I rebuke the devil. Jesus. Y'all doing okay? Y'all got pretty quiet pretty quick there. Y'all have a good day? Yeah, I did. My wife was laughing at me over there. Maybe God will get on her for that. I'm not going to tell you why. But it'll start something. Not with her, with you. Look, here's what we got to do. We got to turn to our Bibles. You have a Bible with you? Okay. Jesus. Jesus. We've already had church. Got bodies laying everywhere, quivering. This is good. Jesus. Psalms. I'm going to read something before we read the other one. Psalms chapter 91. Is that me or y'all? Psalms 91. See, there was this Indian. I'm into Indians. Is that all right? Let me get this handkerchief out of here and mark this place over here. So I got to tell you about this. There was this Indian lady. Died. She was dying with tuberculosis and cancer. And she was forbidden by her family to go to the evangelicals, the gospel believing people. That's me. And so you know what she did? They live in these little stick houses, little bitty things. There's a whole room full of people sleeping. And she's in there dying with a couple of serious diseases. She crawled out of her house. And it took her almost all night to crawl to the pastor's house. Through the jungle on her stomach. Dying. She tapped on his little old door. He has a little house too. Tapped on his door. He come there, he didn't see nothing. He opened the door, there's nothing there. He shut the door. Went and laid back down, tap, tap, tap again. Opened the door, there's nothing there. This time she grabbed him on the trouser leg. And the lady, she was covered in dirt. She was covered in filth. And he reaches down and gathers her up and brings her in the house. Good pastors do that. Did you know that? He's a good pastor. His wife got up. Good wives, good pastors' wives get up. cleaned this lady up best she could with what water she had in the house. They knew her. And they asked her, "What are you doing here? We would have come to you." She said, "No, you wouldn't. They wouldn't let you come to me." So he guarded her, prayed for her, sent for me. I went there, prayed for her. You know what Jesus did? Jesus took the cancer out of her body. Jesus took the tuberculosis out of her body. Jesus filled her with the Holy Ghost. Jesus saved her with His great blood. And now she's one of us. Yeah. I like that story. Talk about somebody that's importunate, somebody that's really serious. That lady believed the gospel. Everybody around her didn't, but she did. Everybody around her didn't, but she did. And her faith, her belief, never heard a word of the Bible, only heard that there were people that believed. Isn't that something? It was enough to bring her on her belly through the jungle, and she got healed. Little grandma. Next time I saw her, I didn't recognize her because she'd gained so much weight. She was full and nice-looking Indian grandma. And there was all these people with her. Didn't know them. It was all them folks what wouldn't let her come to church and get healed. She brought them all, and they all got saved. The whole batch did. Yeah. Psalms 91. Are y'all there yet? He that dwells where? Of who? That's what we was doing a while ago. We were dwelling. A while ago, we kept on dwelling. We wouldn't stop dwelling. It would have been all right with me if we'd have kept on dwelling. I was totally all right myself. What's going to happen to them if they abide in the shadow of the Lord? I will say of the Lord, what is He? He is my refuge and my fortress. Is that what your Bible says? Does your Bible also say He's my God and Him I will trust? Yeah! We're going to trust Jesus. That's what we're going to do. Y'all, it's pretty nice little yuppie mobiles will let you down one of these days. But your Jesus won't. Your great Holy Ghost won't do that. Jesus won't let you down. He won't do that. Because we're going to abide. Tonight, we're going to pray with y'all. God's allowed me to do something I didn't ever have this before, but now we do. There's this abiding. God has given me, us, an ability to pray, and an anointing that's on us will abide in the house. And we're going to pray tonight. Pastor's consented to it. I'm going to grab him up and lay hands on him and let the best man win. Holy Ghost. We both going to win because we're winners. We know how to abide with Jesus, and that makes us abiding people. That lets us keep on lasting. People always think we got something special. What we got is Jesus. What we got is an ability to see that Jesus needs to be lifted up. And as long as you're lifting up Jesus, and as long as you're trusting in and abiding in the Holy Ghost, you're going to be fine. Directly, anyway. See, there was this fella. We hiked. They told me about this fella that hadn't slept for over a month. I was wanting to see this fella. I wanted to see him. He hadn't slept for a whole month. I just needed to see him. Because I have to sleep more than a month. And so we hiked. We hiked over this mountain. And when we got up on top of that mountain, I was very happy because it was a very hard, hot hike and all that business. And so then we went down the other side. I was wishing it was on the top, but it never is. It's always down the other side. And we got there, and there's these people that don't believe in Jesus there. But they done tried everything that there is. They just about wore out their beads. They've called every famous witch doctor. They've called every famous curandero, spiritist healers, espirituistas, all these people that heal. They've called them all. They've paid all their money. And they've got nothing left to do but just to sit and watch this guy who was a good fella but got demon possessed, and he's been awake for over a month now. And we walked in there. Look at verse 3. Surely he, the Lord God, shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Every now and then we get into snares. We're walking along doing good. We're worshiping God. We're abiding. But there's a snare been laid, and you make a mistake for one reason or another, and you stick your foot in that snare and stop, you're caught. But I tell you, there's a deliverer. And I'm going to abide with him. You can snare me all you want to. Just go right on. My trust is in Jesus. I have the Holy Ghost, and I can trust it. And so I commenced to telling these people that. I kept on telling these people about this Jesus that could, it doesn't matter what's wrong or how long he hadn't slept. It don't make no difference what the famous witch doctor was that cast a spell on the family. The name of Jesus will be victorious, and we will conquer by the blood of Jesus. La sangre de Cristo sí tiene poder. The blood of Jesus has power. And that's what I believe in, is the blood of Jesus. And I believe in abiding in the shadow of the Almighty God. I believe in staying under the overcoat of the Holy Ghost. Because in Spanish, the Bible says you got to stay inside the overcoat of God. El abrigo de Dios. The noisome pestilence comes. He delivers you from that. He covers you, verse 4, with his feathers, and under his wings you can trust. Let me tell you, I shared the gospel with these people, and none of them, they didn't know nothing about no gospel, and so I didn't fuss at them or nothing. Because it's not their fault if nobody tells them how they're going to hear. You ever read that before in Romans? How are they going to hear if somebody don't tell them? So I had to tell him, so I told him. And that fellow sitting there, his eyes is bug out. He's been all, he looked like he was drugged up pretty bad, but what was going on was the devil messing with him. And the family allowed us to do anything we wanted to. I didn't want to do nothing. All I wanted to do was lay hands on him. And we did. In Jesus' name. Spirit of the devil, the Lord rebuke you. I've been given the right, because I'm an abider. I've been given the right to use the holy name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when you use the name of the Holy Child Jesus, God begins to enjoy that, and miracles begin to come. And the name of Jesus is glorious and victorious. And so we prayed, and everybody was waiting, and nothing happened. So what do you do now? Get nervous? The fellow was still sitting in a chair in the same position, the same way. Didn't even blink. Did nothing. I told the mama. I really like mamas and grandmas. They're blessings. And I walked over to her. I said, ma'am, you don't know me one bit. I'm a different color than you, from a different nation, from a different race. I'm absolutely completely different than you. But we have one God. His name is Jesus. And this is what you're going to do. When God touches that boy right there, you're going to find me, and you're going to tell me I was right, and all these folks are going to get born again to prove that you are who you're supposed to be, the mama. And she said, ¿Quién es cuál es tú? That's Aztec for, yeah, that's fine. That's all she said. And that's all I said. And I excused myself, hiked back up the mountain with no results, visible results. Hiked back up the mountain, stood there a few minutes. I did enjoy that cool breeze that was blowing on the top of the mountain because I had to hike back down. Got back down, went to church. We had no victorious report. We had nothing but a promise that if I will lay my hands on the sick, they shall recover. My Bible says, I can cast out devils. Would you like for me to read that? I'm thankful you. Let's go over here to Mark. Thank you for being interested in what I'm saying. Mark chapter 16. I want to read this to you because I'm excited about this business. We're not following this paper one bit, and I spent all afternoon looking at it. That don't matter. Look here. Look here at Mark chapter 16. Jesus. Verse 15. We'll start there. That's fine. We'll go somewhere else in a minute, I reckon. Holy Ghost is doing this, not me. It says right here in Mark 16:15, and he said to them, go. Does y'all's Bible say that?
Yes.
Can anybody prove to me that your Bible says it? Who can say what your Bible says? Stand up, somebody. Say it. Come on, boy. I tell you, these excited people are a blessing. Say it. See there? His Bible says go. My Bible says go. What does your Bible say to
you? Go!
Does it say go?
Go!
Well, what you reckon we don't... Why aren't we doing that? Boy, you got quiet on me again. See how you doing? Listen, I'm not interested in putting you in my van and hauling you to Mexico. That's not what I'm after. I'm after you understanding what your Bible says and doing what it says. It says, go to the world. And what does it say do when you get there?
Preach.
It says, preach the gospel. It don't say preach a format. It don't say preach a denomination. It don't say preach anything but the gospel. Did you hear what I said to you? Okay, because I reckon since I've been here, I haven't even told you the name of our ministry. I'm here for one reason. I'm a local church believer. I believe in it. I'm here to submit and to edify, exhort, and help the local church. I'm not here to build me a ministry. I'm here to build Jesus a kingdom. You understand that? All right. Anyway, as long as you understand that. Because what's important is what I'm fixing to tell you. Verse 16. I am burning. I am not sorry about that. I am just burning. I'm on fire. I'm burning. We're going to have some fun in a minute. I'm having fun right now. Y'all going to get some in a minute. And verse 16. Just in case I'm reading this wrong, would you just holler at me or something? Because sometimes people read me out of their sodomite Bibles and I get confused sometimes. But this here, in Mark 16:16, it says, he that, what?
Believes.
Believes. You got to believe. People tell me, where do you come off trying to make me, what's the matter with you? I believe. That's what's the matter with me. I believe. I'm a believer in Jesus. That's where I come off. That's all I am. I'm nothing more, but I am not a stitch less. It says, he that believes and is baptized, something's going to happen to him. They're going to be saved. And he that believes not, something's going to happen to them also. They're going to be damned. You know, I hear lots of people using God's name and God's damning a thing and this and that. And listen, we don't ever want God to damn anything. You got to stop that. You have to understand that's not scriptural for you to say that. Don't do that. It's scriptural for us to not be damned. It is scriptural for us to be saved. Do you understand that salvation there doesn't only mean escaping the burning fires of hell. It also means to be delivered. It also means to be prosperous. It also means to be a benefit as well as being delivered from hell. How about that? There's a lot to what I do, more than just escaping a fire. Thank you, Jesus. And here's what it says. Look at verse 17. Now, this is where I start losing quite a number of folks. It's not my fault. I didn't write this. I just read it one day, and now I believe it. See, you'd have done well to not let me learn how to read. Now you done, I done learned several languages, and I'll be cotton picked if you don't say it in all of them. It's all right, and may not even have no cotton around here. I don't know what y'all do. Yeah. Verse 17, it says, these signs. Signs. What does that mean? That means an act. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you here? These signs will follow who? Is a damned individual going to have these signs? No way. They're not going to have them because they don't believe. But it says a believer can have signs following them. I'm a believer. I believe in Jesus. I went to that thing. I done what I was supposed to. I read those people the Bible. I went over that mountain. I sweated. Hey, that's fine. I don't mind the work. I don't mind the work. Went over that mountain. Prayed for that individual. He was in a bad shape. I never saw nothing. I left. Went to church. But you know what, God? God is an exciting boss. You know what he has? God, listen, do you understand? He also has nerve. He does things because he wants to. See now? See? Now I'm down here. You can run, but you can't hide. Jesus. Because see, I was over there in a village. One, you know, it was probably another mountain over from the one we was at. And when I'm up there, I'm expecting Jesus, okay? But I pray for thousands of people, so don't get mad at me if I don't remember everything I'm supposed to. There's so many thousands of people to pray for. It's not my responsibility to put it all on computer. It's God's responsibility to keep up with all of that. My responsibility is just to lay hands on folks in Jesus' name. That's my responsibility. And so I've got to do what I'm supposed to. God does what He does, which is heal folks, and that makes me happy. He keeps up with that stuff. I'm going to tell you why, because here I am, I'm sitting there. We're fixing to start church. I think they'd already played a couple of chords on that violin. And all of a sudden, in the dark, the bushes, the orange trees start moving, and you never know what's coming out from them orange trees. You just never know what it is. It could be anything, you know, from an animal to a demon to a human being. And this time it was humans, thank you, God. There was a woman walked right up to me. She walked right up, right. I mean, look, I'm a poor, important fella. And this lady comes up and bothered me. Come right up to me. And she said, thank you, Brother David, for your gospel. I said, wait a minute. It's not mine. But who are you? Where are you from? How do you know me? She said, Brother David, you came to my house. I studied her a few minutes. I said, ma'am, I apologize to you, but I ain't been to your house. She said, yes, you have. And what happened was, this is the lady, remember, that I told, this is the mama, that I told her that a whole bunch of them is going to come get born again, right? Remember that part of the story? You got to remember that, even though I forgot it. And I was the one who said it. And we got there, and I mean, she comes, all of a sudden people start piling out in orange groves. I mean, it's 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 of them. I'm thinking, oh my God, they're going to get more of them there than there are in the church if they don't quit coming out of the orange trees. And then this fellow walked straight up to me, grabbed me and started hugging me and crying and everything. And I was looking around, I told everybody, I don't know this fellow. Me and him does not have a relationship. I don't know him. I never met this fellow in my life. He was the guy in the chair. When we left, the Holy Ghost came in the house. He could have done it while we was there, because he's big enough. But he likes to do it whenever he wants to, and we wasn't there, and that's when he came. He slapped that boy out of that chair, and that boy slept for a day and a half. When he stood up, he was healed. Now then, Mama, smart lady, understood that the witch doctors, that a Sanderos, the spiritual healers, the curanderos, all of them had been there, done their thing, and nothing happened. And we was there, and Jesus comes in there, knocks him out of the chair, gave him a good night's sleep, and they all walked all that 3 hours over there to where we was at, and every slap dab in one of them got born again. See, Jesus? Now, people ask me, how do y'all start churches? I just told you. It's simple. This gospel is not a hard gospel. You just walk in there and you cast out the devil and all the people get saved and you got church going now. Now you got to fill them with the word of God and feed them something to eat in the gospel and they'll be fine. You understand that? It says in my Bible, these signs will follow them that believe. I believe. What does it say? What's the very first thing you're going to do as a believer? In my name, you'll cast out devils. Look at that. Did y'all see that? That's what it says in my Bible. It says right in my Bible that I have been given the right to cast out devils. Well, when you walk, I like this part. I really do. But I'm not going to talk a whole lot about it because it'll scare y'all and I don't want to scare you. Y'all don't believe. Therefore, you don't see. And that's not my fault either. I believe. And I see. It says they'll speak with new tongues. That's another thing people have a hard time with. Let me tell you what's fun. What fun is whenever you go to a village that and you got people with you and you're praying in tongues. We pray all the time in unknown tongues. And we're praying, and all of a sudden the people get interested and they walk over there to you. And how'd you know our language? We don't know your language. Yes, you do. You're praising God for the blood of Jesus in our language. Jesus. We had one of our pastors the other day. We had this on the last time we got to see the Shekinah presence was in February this year. Which brother was it that started talking English to us? Remember? He was worshiping God. I was leaned up against the post. I told y'all about the post. Y'all might not remember that. But I was leaned up against the post. And this pastor comes up to me, you know, Brother David, you know, telling me some stuff. And I'm just looking at him like this. And he, all of a sudden, as he was trying to talk to me, he began to start shaking. And he started talking to us. And he started worshiping God in English. And I'm sitting there hearing this English. I got 4 or 5 missionaries around me. You know, everybody, when you're off like we were off, and we get off like y'all was a while ago quite often. And when we get off out there, you don't know where you're at. You don't know what language you're supposed to be speaking. So you know, to hear English is not a bad thing, and it's not an uncommon thing in our services either. But then all of a sudden, somebody taps me on the shoulder. Look who's speaking, and I'm looking there, and there's this Indian that I personally led to the Lord myself, and have been working with for about 10 or 12 years, and he's a pastor now, and he is speaking in English. And glorifying God and worshiping the Father. Because it says the believers can do that. This is the Bible. Are y'all all right with me preaching the Bible? Is it okay? See, it says right here, it says, and they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt them. I have to tell you, these snake things are pretty serious because it happens that the snake thing, which y'all don't have that problem up here, it's cold up here, it's not a... I imagine y'all have a few around, but not like us. They're every other step down there where I live. There's snakes everywhere. They're deadly. Some of them's really bad. Well, God has allowed us to be 100% on snake bites. And that don't register with you a whole lot because you don't understand that. But whenever every time I go to church, somebody's been bitten by a snake. And when you can just walk into the situation and you roll up the pant leg and you just grab a hold of that leg and you tell that thing to be all right in Jesus' name and it gets all right, that's fun, I tell you. This gospel is a blast. I don't like it because people get bit by snakes, but I like it because the Holy Ghost, I don't know why we got that privilege, but now we touch lots of people that aren't even born again, all of them get healed. Whoever we touch that's been bitten by a snake gets healed. Whatever flavor of snake that it is, doesn't make any difference. It matters Jesus. Because there's a whole bunch of them diseases now that we're 100% on. I wish I had a list. I could spout them off to you real pretty where you think I was smart. But I don't remember some of them. They're just devils to me. And they have to be defeated. So we go after them on that tenor. as the enemy of our God. And you can drink any deadly thing. It doesn't make any difference. You know, I know there's these people. And I'm not mad. Do you see me mad? I'm glad. There's these folks tell me, Brother Dave, we're going to come down there to your work, but we're not going to drink and eat nothing. And I'm not mad, but you ain't coming. It's not because that I'm not worried about you. You can stay here. I got to go down there and live with them folks. And they are not, their food is different than yours, and that don't make it bad. But buddy, I can eat and drink with anybody. And it does not damn me. It helps me. Did you understand what I just told you? I'm telling you, I've drank stuff. I've been down to Amazon. I've been all over Mexico and Central and South, over in Europe, all over. And I'm going to tell you, I've only been sick with the one thing got me one time. And other than that, every time I eat, everything I drink, Jesus protects me. Isn't that something? That's important that you understand that the gospel is real. And it's alive. And it's sharp. And it's for you. As well as for me. And I take it in Jesus' name. It says, you'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Well, you know, it's a lot of fun to touch sick people and watch them get healed. I don't like them to hurt. And so what we do is we try to find as many as we can and lay hands on them and Jesus touches them. You can't name a part of the body that Jesus hadn't allowed us to see it either healed or recreated. There's not a disease known to humans that we haven't seen healed. Isn't that something? I like that. I like that. It comes out of staying in the abiding. We was abiding a while ago. That's where the power is, in the abiding. And then trust in Jesus. So then after the Lord had spoken, he was received up into heaven and sit at the right hand of God. Look at verse 20. And what they do, after they heard what I've just been telling you, everybody went home and said, wow, that was all right message. We'll hear a better one next time we go to church. Is that what they all did? What'd they do? And they went where? Where'd they go? Forth. They went forth. And what happened? Where'd they preach? Everywhere. And what happened next? It says, and the Lord was working with them, confirming what? Confirming His word with what? Signs following them. That's the ticket. That's the ticket. That is the ticket. Listen. I don't know if I should tell you this or not. It's scary. There was this lady. Turn over to, we'll do this. Because it's in the Bible, I'm going to read it to you. Is that all right? Luke chapter 7. It's in the Bible, so we're going to read it. Some of y'all out there with y'all's great big antennas are trying to discern where I'm trying to lead y'all and what I'm trying to say to y'all. Hey, discern on, brother. You ain't never going to get nothing. You're going to sit there with your antennas up the rest of your life and do nothing. I do not fear you. I had one of the greatest prophets on this planet looking me in the eyeballs a while back. And I was so relaxed, and it made everybody nervous. And this fellow looked at me and was looking at me. And I said, excuse me, can I say one thing? All you're going to see in there is the great Holy Ghost looking back at you. And so things got a little exciting from then on. And so things changed. But here in Luke chapter 7, I want you to see this. See, it's not my fault. I'm just going to read this to you. Okay? If you have a Bible, you read it out of your own Bible. I'm going to read mine. I am not angry. I'm blessed. I'm a happy fella. Because I feel like something good is going to happen. Yeah. I'm not kidding you. I am torched up here. Is it bled through yet? Miss Hogan, I'm on fire. This ain't my fault. It just ain't my fault. Have y'all ever heard of Crohn's disease, anybody? What if I told you, with due respect to everybody that I'm talking about, that just the other day we laid hands on this fellow that was dying with Crohn's disease, and Jesus healed him? What about that? What about this? There was this child dying, had tumors. What about this? We put our hands on him, and he got healed. What about that? Huh? See, people say to me, calmate, chico. That's what they tell. Calm down, my boy. Calm down. When? What we talking about right now? This is a bad day to talk about that. We talk about that in the morning. It's a bad day today. In the morning we talk about it. It's probably a bad day tomorrow also. But listen, you got to understand. I read what it says in Luke 7, starting at verse 19. And I'm going to tell you right now. See, people are looking for something else. What are you looking for? Jesus. See, that's what you're looking for. But people are wanting, there's got to be something greater. There's got to be a deeper. What? Have you found it, my God? Tell me about it. What was Jesus' response to John? Have you ever been in jail because of the gospel? I wouldn't suggest you opening your mouth too wide about John the Baptist then. I spent my turn in jail because of the gospel, and I wouldn't suggest you talking to me either. Because see, there's people around, and I happen to be one of them, and I'm alive. And I'm going to tell you, I'm an aggressive fella. I bear marks in my body. I've been beaten, stoned, put in jail. Things have happened to me that I hope never happens to you. But let me tell you about Jesus. He's delivered me out of all of them. Yeah, I feel it. Oh, man. I can feel it. I feel it, Miss Hogan. This is going to be good. I can feel the power. Thank you, Jesus, for gracing us with your presence. Great Holy Ghost. He's a good God. He don't need me. All he needs me to do is just tell you he's here. Listen, do you understand? I went to South America. We was going to open up a work. We got out there in South America, and it ain't my fault what happened. All I was doing was taking a shower when God said go to South America. Everything else is his fault. I'm blaming him for it. He don't care because he's the one who led us down there. Y'all, I'm telling you, I have the right to tell you this. And I'm going to tell you this and probably pray with you. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm ready to do it. I'm serious. I can feel this. Fuego! Holy Ghost. See, this is what happened. I got down there. God led us all out under them bushes. We run through this countryside for 5 days in a four-wheel drive. We lost the four-wheel drive because the colonel said we couldn't take our four-wheel drive into the goofy country. Went into the goofy country anyway, on fact, because I didn't know. Your libraries don't have enough information in them. I went and studied. I was a good boy. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. The information is not there. Listen, I thought I was ready. I had studied to show myself approved. I'm a workman that needs not to be ashamed. And here God came and told me to go. And so I went. But I didn't have the right information. So I've got a bone to pick with the government about their library information. But I'm not mad at the government either. I'm going to read you something. This is what my Bible says. If you have a Bible with you, would you please follow along and make sure I'm telling you the truth. It says in verse 20 of Luke 7, it says, when the men
were come to Jesus, they said, John Baptist sent us here. Are you he that should come? Oh, I don't like that question, but it's in here. Or look we for another one. What are you doing? Are you looking for something else? Well, I wish you'd find it and tell me about it. So I've looked all over the world, and all I've found is misery and destruction and hate and violence. And I'm telling you right now, I've got the ticket. It's Jesus. I got the ticket. It's Jesus. And I'm out there in them woods, and I'm walking down this trail. There's no, see, we're told in our hemisphere there aren't any tigers that eat people here. Well, if you're wrong, there are. We're told in our books that in our hemisphere, the people, what people call to eat other people? Cannibals. There ain't none. Well, there is. And I happen to find all of them in them woods. And you know what? They tell you, along there, we, our taxes, but I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just going to tell you the truth, that's all. Look on your map. It ain't my fault. On your map, it says there's a highway that runs from Alaska straight down to the tip of Chile. Well, you just please tell me where that thing's at? Because I looked all over. Oh, see, the road run out that was said, it said highway, then it turned to dirt, then it disappeared. We kept on walking anyway. Why? Why did I keep on walking? Because it was closer there than out. I thought. But it was the same. It was death everywhere you turn. But you know what? I've got to tell you, there's a God. There's a God. I'm toting this backpack. I run out of water. I run out of food. Days. Walking. Bleeding. Hey, that's fine. But in a minute, I need some help. Problem was, none came. I don't know about you. I know about me. And I know about this, what I read right here. And I'm fine with that. See, the Holy Ghost spoke to that woman sitting over there. It's got the same color shirt I got on. Right over there. I was down there in this country, and she was in another country, and God spoke to her, your husband is a dead man. So she did right. She locked herself up and went to fast until she saw me again. And she took her little Bible in there, and she started reading that Bible and reading it and thanking God for my safety. And she kept on doing that. And I was out there. My backpack was too heavy. Threw it on the ground. And I fell on it to die. I couldn't get back up. I was too weak. And I'm laying there dying. I'm a good fella. I die good. And I was laying on top of that backpack dying. Jesus has got a lots of nerve. He'll interrupt your life when you least expect it. And it was a good time for him to do that because I was dying. There was a motor. It drove right up to us. First vehicle in 3 months. Found us, me and two other fellas. Set us up against a truck. Brought us a cup of water. I drank it. You know what he told me? Su Dios me mandó aquí a salvarte, hombre. Who knows what that means? Your God sent me here to save you, man. That's what he told me. Yeah. You wonder what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me is there's not another one. His name is Jesus, and he's big enough. He knows right where I'm at. He had my wife praying and fasting because I done bit off. My angels got off. He had to come get me himself. Jesus did. So that's why I'm a little difficult to talk to sometimes about Brother Hogan. You sure we right? I'm sure you listen to devils. But I know I'm right. Let me just read it to you. Is that okay?
I'm not mad at you. I'm glad I'm delivered. Because guess what them folks had in that truck besides cold water? It's better than food. It's roast beef sandwiches. I sit there and nibbled on that thing. I looked at that fella. I had blood. I had problems. I couldn't even pick up my own backpack no more. They loaded us. They loaded our backpacks in there. They loaded up us in their truck. And it was a brand new Toyota Land Cruiser. It was brand spanking new. And we were sitting back there. These guys have guns laying everywhere. So I asked the fella, "What's all these guns for?" He said, "Nobody travels out here without these." "Why?" I said, "Why?" He said, "Because of the tigers that eat humans, and the snakes that eat humans, and the cannibals that eat humans." How about that? They had them laying across their arm, cradled, with the barrel sticking out the window, is how volatile the situation was. And here we are traipsing around like our God owns the planet or something. Yeah, think of that. I'm going to read this. I'm going to read this to you, and we're finna play. At least I am. You might be too scared now. In verse 21, "And in the same hour..." I like this. He didn't get mad at him, just like I'm not mad at you. I'm not Jesus. I ought to be mad at you. I have the right to be. "And in the same hour, he cured many of their" what? "Infirmities, diseases," and what else? "Sickness and plagues," what else? "Evil spirits," and unto many that were blind, what'd he do? See, y'all's Bible says the same thing mine does. There's no problem then, right? So then I put my stuff up. Look at verse 22. It said, "Then Jesus..." Who is it? Who is it?
Jesus.
Who is it? "Then Jesus," this is good, "he said to him," "sit down and wait." What did he say?
"Go.
Go your ways. And you tell John," what you gonna tell him? "What you have seen and heard." What's going to happen? What did they see and hear? Look in your Bible and you tell me. Read it to me, all of you. "The blind see. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. Deaf hear and the dead are raised. To the poor the gospel is preached. And I'll tell you right now, blessed is he that is not offended in me." What's the matter with you? Jesus is what's the matter with me. What's the matter with me is walking into a village in a clump of rags, moving those rags, and there's the most hideous form of a human being. What ain't got no nose, what ain't got no ears, what ain't got no fingers, and what ain't got no toes, and what stinks. What's wrong with me is seeing that hideous thing, covering it back up, and running from it. And the pastor's telling me, "You can't run, Brother Hogan. He's here to see you." I said, "How do you know it's a he? He has no face." He said, "Because I know him." And you walk back over to that heap of junk. You throw them rags back and you say to that mess, that hideous, monstrous looking thing, "What do you want from me?" He said, "It's so simple. I heard that your God could." I said, "You heard right." You got to understand. What's the matter with me? It's simple. It's not a complicated matter. What's the matter is this right here. You look at him. I said, "You'll be born again first, and we'll let Jesus go from there." He said, "Okay." I explained born again to him. He was ugly. He was scary. He was talking like a human, but he had no visage of a human. It was rough. I tell you, you can see, you can hear, you have ears, you have a nose. Why are you complaining? Stop it. And so I led him to Jesus myself, and I said, okay. I took my hand and I stuck it in the goo with him. And it was horrible. I hated it, but had to do it because God can. He can. He can. If I can obey, He can. And so, okay, so I put them clothes, junky rags, went and found a bucket of water, washed the scum off of me, and went, told the pastor, don't bring me back to that kind of a sight again, that's scary. He said, I didn't bring him here. He came because he heard that our God could. And I said, okay, then I won't blame you for it. And so a couple of weeks later, this is wonderful. I went to church in the same place. And there's no stinking odor this time, thank you, God. But I didn't remember it. And there's this really nice-looking fella sitting on the front row. Didn't know him. Walked up to him. He saluted me. How you doing, Brother David? ¿Cómo está? I looked at him. How do you know me? He said, because I know you and you know me. I looked him right square in the face. I said, I've never seen you before. He said, yes, you have. I said, no, I hadn't. So back and forth, back and forth. And the pastor comes up. I said, you got to deal with this fella because he's got a spirit of lying on him. Because I never have seen that guy before. And he says, I got it. I was the one led him to God. I didn't never see him in my life. And he looked at me and said, yes, you have. I said, now it's on both of you. He said, Brother David, this is the man that the last time you was here had leprosy. Let me tell you about a God that can. And if you can trust Him, if you can abide under the shadow of the Almighty God, He will. I grabbed that boy. Hey, wait a minute. You got to wait. Wait a minute. You don't understand. What I'm fixing to tell you is more than you know. Because that boy didn't just get healed. That boy got restored. Because, see what the problem is? He got a new face. He got a new nose. He got new ears. He got new fingers. He got new toes. And I held every one of them because last time I saw him, they wasn't there. New stuff. He was pretty. He was pretty. He was brand new. Jesus gave him brand new fingers and toes and ears and nose. He was pretty. He was ugly before, but he's not ugly no more. Jesus. Y'all stand up with me, please. We're going to try to do something here. Are you going to play the piano? Both of y'all play the piano. Y'all are, my sisters do that. You know, they sit down. One plays the one end and one plays the other end. Can y'all do that? Y'all ever tried that? Don't worry about it. You practice. What's happening, little brother? How's it going, my brother? Doing all right? Yeah, this is good. All right. Yeah, good man.